Broadcasters and other telecom providers are assessing damage left by Typhoon Mawar. REC establishes a new database for dingers. The FCC dishes out a $1.4 million mega dinger for universal service violations. Dingers for a ham radio operator as well as a CBer who attempted to use the milk crate defense. All this and more coming up.
REC, FCC Today, BG Bradley.
This is FCC Today, the podcast for Tuesday, May 30, 2023. Recovery efforts continue in Guam and in the Commonwealth of the Northern Mariana Islands following the passing of Typhoon Mawar last week. With the equivalent of a Category 4 hurricane, Mawar was the strongest storm to hit the U.S. territory in the past two decades. As the typhoon heads towards the Philippines, NPR is reporting that on Monday, local officials had begun evacuating thousands of villagers and shutting down schools. The storm is packing a maximum sustained winds of 96 miles per hour, gusting to 118. The storm is expected to veer north towards Taiwan or southern Japan. According to information submitted to the FCC's Disaster Information Reporting System, 52% of cell sites on Guam are out of service, mostly due to a loss of power. Seven cell sites were reported as damaged. In the CNMI, on the southernmost island of Rota, two of five cell sites are down, with the other three operating on backup power. Cable TV and wireline companies are reporting just under 5,000 subscribers are out of service. Two TV stations, KUAM-TV and KTGM, are reported as out of service, as well as three FM stations, KUAM-FM, KZGU, and KZGZ. No AM stations were listed on the report. The FCC has issued an emergency special temporary authority for the U.S. Navy's USS Nimitz Carrier Strike Group to use an FM broadcast frequency. According to USNI News, the Pentagon has directed the Nimitz to engage in a defense support of civil authorities if requested by local officials. In the Shortwave Central blog, Trans World Radio, licensee of international broadcast station KTWR, located on the island of Guam, reports that their staff and families are safe. However, damage to KTWR is much worse than what was originally believed. All five antennas at the site sustained damage. The FCC has granted an emergency waiver to Federated Wireless to temporarily disable environmental sensing capabilities, or ESCs, for their citizens' broadband radio service operations on 3.5 gigahertz on the island of Guam. The 3.5 gigahertz band is shared spectrum with the Department of Defense. ESCs are used as part of an overall spectrum access system in order to detect use of incumbent federal users on the band. ESCs allow for the spectrum access system to prioritize traffic in the spectrum, giving the most priority to federal users. As the power and backhaul systems remain out of service for a good portion of the island, the ESCs are not able to function, resulting in an interruption to at least 30 customers ranging from residential to oil and gas companies. Under the waiver, the FCC will require Federated to coordinate all operations with the DoD. The waiver is good until June 13, unless power and backhaul can be restored before that date. The waiver can be extended. The FCC has granted similar waivers in the past for other natural disasters. The FCC's Disaster Information Reporting System remains activated for Guam and the CNMI. Broadcast stations needing assistance can contact REC Networks at 202-621-2355. Over the past weekend, REC Networks has turned up a new website that will be used to track forfeitures and other FCC enforcement activity, which we refer to in our podcast as dingers. The database will include data on notices of apparent liability, forfeiture orders, and consent decrees, including those that do not have a monetary forfeiture. The database is searchable by some of the various metadata parameters that we are saving. There's also a top 40 chart of the 40 largest mega dingers that are currently in the database. In addition, a new enforcement history link will now appear on U.S. broadcast records in the desktop version of FCCdata.org. The link will open a separate browser tab and show listings in the Dinger database that are associated with that facility or the FRN associated with that station owner. The link will only appear in the header if there's any enforcement listings in the database. As of this recording, the database currently shows activity from September 29, 2021 to last Friday, May 26, 2023. We are currently adding older data to the system. Any new enforcement activity as of today or later will be added to the system as of the next update. This system is designed for research of enforcement actions and to help broadcasters prepare for their next license renewal application. And while we're on the subject of dingers, the FCC has issued a $1.46 million mega dinger to PayG doing business as SkySwitch due to violations of Section 251 and 254 of the Communications Act and various FCC regulations. In the notice of apparent liability, PayG failed to fully pay on a timely basis various obligations required under FCC rules for the Universal Service Fund, the Telecommunications Relay Service Fund, the North American Numbering Plan, and regulatory fees over a course of 4 years, exceeding $404,000. In September 2022, PayG received a notice of apparent liability for $153,000 for failing to file required reports. Based on the current data loaded in the new REC Dingers database, PayG's $1.46 million mega dinger ranks on our top 40 chart at
number 17.
FCC Today, the podcast, has a comment line. Do you have an opinion about the topics discussed on the podcast? A question for me, or just general commentary about the FCC, broadcasting, or the telecommunications industry in general? Make your voice heard by calling 202-963-0852. Yes, that good old-fashioned thing called the telephone. 202-963-0852. Now write that down. 202-963-0852. It's easy to remember. That's 202, you know, the area code where all the bureaucrats are. Then up the right side of the dial, 963, and then up the center, 0852. 202-963-0852. You may hear your voice on a future podcast. We'd love to hear from you.
Today.
The Enforcement Bureau has issued a notice of apparent liability of $25,000 to Jamie John Leone of Rockford, Illinois. In the NAL, enforcement states that Leone used a CB radio to make one-way transmissions for an extended period of time, including recorded comedy routines, air raid siren sounds, and digital noises. On June 21, 2022, an FCC field agent who traveled to Rockford observed a continuous data transmission on CB channel 39. Using direction finding techniques, the agent traced the source of the transmissions to an antenna mounted on a house in Rockford. At that time, the agent left a notice of unlicensed operation. Leon never responded to the notice. In September 2022, an NOUO was mailed to Leon. A few days later, Leon contacted enforcement by telephone, denying the allegations, and claimed that someone placed a battery-operated transmitter in a milk crate at a corner near his house. Leon was not able to provide any photographs of the alleged milk crate. 1 month later, a field agent returned to Rockford and noticed the data noise is still being transmitted on channel 39 and tracked the signal to the same house. The transmission ceased once the agent drove by the house. The agent did not notice any mystery milk crate. Leon has 30 days to fight the dinger or request a reduction in the fine. The Enforcement Bureau has also issued a $24,000 dinger against Philip J. Baudet, N6PJB of Burney, California, for violations of Part 97 amateur radio service rules. According to the NAL, Baudet was playing recordings on 3908 kHz, causing interference to the net for the Western Amateur Radio Friendship Association and failing to identify the station with a call sign. The FCC requires amateurs to identify once every 10 minutes and at the end of a conversation. Baudet also has 30 days to fight the dinger or request a reduction. The FCC is granting a waiver to certain low-income subscribers of telecommunications services who received recertification letters with an incorrect deadline date on them. The Universal Service Administrative Company, or USAC, is responsible for verifying a subscriber's eligibility for subsidized lifeline services. If USAC is unable to verify continued eligibility, they will mail a letter to the subscriber in order for them to recertify. While the response deadline is normally 60 days, some subscribers received a letter with a longer deadline date. USAC did confirm that there was a systems issue that led to some subscribers receiving the letter with the errant date, as well as other subscribers whom received a letter even though they were already certified. The order instructs USAC to accept these certifications as timely filed as not to interrupt their lifeline service.
FCC Today.
FCC Today, the podcast, has been a production of REC Networks, always on at recnet.com. The podcast is available through Podbean, TuneIn, Apple Podcasts, iHeart, and on the Michelle Bradley YouTube channel. If you're watching on YouTube, please like and subscribe to this channel. Hit the notification bell to be informed of new episodes. Keep up to the minute with events around the Media Bureau at fcc.today. If you need assistance with an FM broadcast facility, LPFM, full service, or translator, call 202-621-2355. I'm Michelle Bradley, KU3N, SBE Certified Broadcast Technologist. Thank you for listening. Stay with us for more.
REC.